Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Vermont, a group of lawmakers is looking at a new way to make big oil companies pay for the damages caused by climate change. Their plan is modeled after the federal Superfund program, which collects fees to clean up hazardous waste. Massachusetts lawmakers are eyeing similar legislation. Abigail Giles reports from Vermont.
State officials estimate that July's historic flooding will cost taxpayers north of $1 billion in property damages. And that's just one storm. As climate change brings more supercharged storms to Vermont, the costs are only going to rack up.
But let's be clear. Vulnerable Vermonters, mom-and-pop businesses, and small cities and towns aren't the cause of this damage.
Senator Ann Watson is a Democrat who represents Montpelier and Barrie and is a lead sponsor of the Climate Superfund Act.
Big Oil knew decades ago that their products would cause this damage, so it is only right that they pay a share of the cost to clean up this mess.
Under the bill, Vermont would mimic a federal program that makes big companies pay to clean up the toxic waste they made while doing business. The EPA's Superfund program has been used to clean up catastrophic pollution at mines and old abandoned factories. Vermont's bill would do the same thing, but for climate damages. Companies would have to pay a share of what climate change has cost Vermont, based on how much that company contributed to the problem globally. Anthony Irapino is a lawyer and lobbyist for Conservation Law Foundation, an environmental advocacy group.
It's essentially taking that model that's well established in the hazardous waste context and adapting that to the latest and most pressing environmental crisis we all face, which is climate change.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced a similar bill at the federal level, though Irapino says it's unlikely to pass. Maryland, New York, and Massachusetts have also introduced climate superfund bills. Patrick Parento is a professor at Vermont Law School who used to litigate superfund cases for the EPA's New England office.
It's a good idea, but like a lot of good ideas, it's the execution and the implementation of a law like this that gets complicated.
Parento says the stickiest part of the federal Superfund program is actually getting big polluters to pay up and part with their money. These are big legal battles that can take years to resolve in the courts. Part of the challenge, he says, will be building an airtight accounting of the damages caused by burning fossil fuels and the investments Vermont needs to adapt to a warming climate. That's going to be up to the state treasurer. New York State has already tallied this figure, estimating that adapting to climate change could cost the state more than $150 billion by 2050. And the bill's proponents here say Vermont could borrow from New York's work, which leans on science to say this storm that caused X damage was this much more powerful because of climate change. It's called extreme event attribution. And for a lot of the extreme weather events Vermont is likely to see more of, scientists can do this work with growing accuracy. Treasurer Mike Pichek says he's excited about the task.
You know, at the end of the day, Vermont is going to have a lot of money due because of climate change. And the question is kind of who's going to pay for that.
Pichek says the cost shouldn't fall solely on Vermonters. And he thinks his office can build a case that's so airtight, it will stand up to litigation. Parento with Vermont Law says they'll have to.
Again, the companies just aren't going to cave in. They're going to fight like hell and say, we're not liable. You can't make us liable. This is a global problem. It requires a global solution. You could sue us and put us out of business, and it wouldn't fix the climate problem.
In an emailed statement, a spokesperson for the American Petroleum Institute, which represents U.S. oil and natural gas companies, called the proposal, quote, likely unconstitutional and a punitive tax. The Climate Superfund Act has more than 100 sponsors in the Vermont legislature, including a supermajority in the Senate, which has tended to be more conservative this biennium than the House on climate issues. Senator Dick Sears is a Democrat from Bennington County who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, where the bill is now. He's been talking to small businesses that still haven't received federal aid. And he says a decade ago, he might not have supported legislation like this. But seeing how the plastics manufacturer Saint-Gobain was made to pay for carbon filters in homes whose drinking water was contaminated with toxic PFOA chemicals in his district changed his mind.
I mean, I don't know where else the victim pays. I've dealt with criminal justice laws and judiciary for years, and everywhere it's the victims. The victim is not the one that's responsible to pay. It's the offender. And here, for some reason, with these major companies, they aren't required to pay the victim.
Governor Phil Scott has yet to weigh in, but even if he vetoes the bill, it's likely lawmakers could mount an override. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Abigail Childs.